I packed several of my different casts for today's sermon. Don't worry, I'm not selling them. It's not open. Don't worry about that.
Or give them away, Pastor.
Right?
<What is that? laughs>
Okay, so I can explain about that. So I've got my... my golf cap. For looking like I know what I'm doing on the golf course. And my this is my gardening cap to block extreme sunshine while fighting weeds. I don't like weeds. Something like that. What's that?
Oh, very nice.
Like this, and the low
point,
and
then
full of bees.
That's nice.
Fishing.
Fishing head, that's right, yep. Okay. Okay, this is my garden chair and our fishing head. And then another one is my going out cap to hide my losing hair. This is some black part here. And for when I want to look fancy, so usually I wear this hat. Usually for shopping, going to meet some of my friends, usually I wear this hat. And then another one is my travel hat.
Baseball.
Yeah, it's like, looks like a baseball cap. But usually, this is my most favorite one. My sister bought for me in Korea. So when I go to overseas, usually I wear this hat. So when I go to Japan, usually I wear this hat. So each cap tells the people who I am at the moment. It's like wearing a costume. Back then, back when I was a guitarist in my 20s, I had long hair. Not me, but don't imagine. I have some photo of my 20s guitarist, but it's really embarrassing me. So I really difficult to stand there to person. So yeah, anyway, I had long hair, a super tight jean, and a leather jacket. Basically looked like every other rock guitarist like him on the planet. Now, when I wear my clothes shirt, people know I am a minister. But imagine if I showed up to church wearing that clothes shirt and a snapback like a hip-hop rapper at once. Talk about mixed message. People would be like, is he going to preach or drop the beat? When I was ordained as a church minister, a young kid from my church, Surrey Hills United Church, made me this awesome card. Show me the card, person. Oh, rap already. Yeah, next one. Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
The kid made me this awesome card. I was so happy. The picture on it perfectly captured my new identity as a minister with its identity. But just before, just still, we are talking about card. Person? Before, yeah. So, what can you find it about Holy Communion, light, cross, Bible, and L, and store, and interestingly, snapback. It's quite interesting. So I love it. It was like my official, I would become a very interesting minister. So, what are you wearing today? Take it.
A jumper, a scarf,
yep.
And pants, socks and shoes.
Yeah, socks and shoes, absolutely. Terry, what are you wearing today?
Jumper, pants, socks and shoes.
Okay, very basic. Azin?
A scarf, top gloves, pants, and shoes, rubber shoes.
Okay, so finally,
a winter proper jacket.
Jacket. Does it cold?
It's cold. Cold outside.
Alright. Okay. Sorry. I don't mean to make anyone uncomfortable, but think about it for a moment. What does your clothing say about you? Does it show your job, your style, your mood, or your personality, or perhaps what you could afford? We use clothing to identify ourselves and to tell the world who we are. In our gospel reading today, we meet a man who had lost everything, including his clothes. He was possessed by demons living among the tomb, completely cut off from his community and family. But notice what happens after Jesus heals him. The Bible tells us the man was found sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed in his right mind. The man has been restored. He got his clothes back. But more importantly, he got his full human dignity back. He was no longer seen as a wild, dangerous person to be feared and chained up. He was clothed, not just with fabric, but with its humanity restored. The man who was healed wanted to stay with Jesus and follow him everywhere, but Jesus had different plans. He told the man, "Go back home and tell people what God has done for you." The man became Jesus' agent in his own city, sharing his testimony and God's grace with people who knew his story. He was now clothed in the clothing of Jesus Christ, not a physical garment, but a new identity and purpose. This brings us to Paul's words in Galatians. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. But what does this really mean? Just my opinion, being clothed with Christ means participating in church ministry, helping our neighbors, and letting our actions remind ourselves and others of Jesus Christ. When we serve others, show compassion, or stand up for what's right, we are wearing the clothes of Christ. But here's something important to remember. Wearing clothes can also be a symbol of power, of responsibility, such as uniform. So I already told at the Bible study last Thursday. At the time, I told my people, when I wear this minister shirt, clothes shirt, it's a bit pressured because I have to be careful for everything I do in the outside because people know I'm minister. So I have to be very careful for my words and my actions. That means I have a responsibility as a minister. When we put on Christ's clothing, we are not trying to gain power over others. Instead, we are using whatever power we have to serve others, just like Jesus did. Paul tells us something revolutionary in Galatians. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This was shocking news in Paul's time, 2,000 years ago. Imagine being told at the time, the slave who served this owner and the person who owns the slave are equally valuable to God. Imagine being told that people from completely different cultures, socially, economically, different backgrounds, are your spiritual brothers and sisters. This doesn't mean our differences don't matter. It means that the walls that divide us, the power structures that put some people above others, and the social divisions that separate some people from the social majority are broken down in Christ. When we are clothed with Christ together, we see each other as God's beloved children. The purpose of our unity is not to become bigger and stronger as an organization, but to reflect God's will in the world. Our uniting church exists to be a place where God's voice can be heard clearly. We come together not for our own benefit, but to be Christ's body in the world. Like the man healed in Gerasa, we who are part of the Jesus movement are also putting on the clothes of Jesus. Every time we show love instead of judgment. Every time we welcome instead of exclude. Every time we serve instead of demand to be served. Every time we serve our church community, such as through offering, running the playgroup, preparing praise and worship, working in the kitchen for the tea, couple, participating in church council, caring for and contacting church members we rarely see at Sunday service, or even preparing water for the minister. We are wearing Christ's clothing. So what does it mean for us today to be clothed with Christ? It means our true identity. Our true identity comes from being God's beloved children, clothed with Christ. It means looking at others, especially those our society has pushed to the margin, and seeing them as people whose dignity has been restored by Jesus. Just like the man in Gerasa. It means being willing to go where Jesus sends us, even if it's uncomfortable. Even if it's back to our own hometown where people remember our worst moments. It means using whatever power and privilege we have not to elevate ourselves, but to lift others up. When we truly understand that we are clothed with Christ, we become agents of His love and grace in our communities. We become living reminders that Jesus is still in the business of restoring human dignity and breaking down the walls that divide us. The man in Gerasa couldn't stay on the mountaintop with Jesus. He had to go back down into his community and live out his new identity there. That's our calling too. To live as people clothed with Christ in our everyday world, showing by our lives that God's love is real and available to everyone. May we wear Christ's clothing with humility and joy knowing that in him we are all one. So finally, I'd like to finish this sermon with my personal reflection. Last year, my father in Korea gave me this jacket. He had one when I visited Korea because it was so cold there. And I brought this jacket with me to Melbourne. Sometimes when it's cold in Melbourne, like today, I wear this jacket. It's funny because when I wear this jacket, it still carries my father's scent. Still, I can feel his scent. And it reminds me of my father and his love. It reminds me that I am still his son. When I put on my father's jacket, I don't just wear his clothing. I carry his warmth, his protection, his care for me. I'm wrapped now in his love, even when he is thousands of kilometers away from Melbourne. This is what it means to be clothed with Christ. When we put on Christ, we don't just wear a spiritual uniform. We are wrapped in God's love, carried in God's warmth, protected by God's grace. We carry the very essence of our Heavenly Father with us wherever we go. Just as my father's jacket reminds me that I'm his beloved son, being clothed with Christ reminds us and reminds the world that we are God's beloved children. And just as I can't help but think of my father when I wear his jacket, may others see Christ in us when we are clothed with his love. The man in Gerasa went home clothed, not just with family, but with the love of Jesus, the fragrance of Jesus. Today, we too go out into the world, wrapped in our Father's love, carrying his scent of grace and mercy wherever we go. May we wear Christ's clothing with the same gratitude and joy that I feel when I put on my father's jacket. Knowing we are beloved, knowing we belong, knowing we carry our father's love with us always. Amen. Let us pray.
Loving God, thank you for clothing us with Christ and restoring our dignity. Help us see others through your eyes of love. Give us courage to go where you send us, even when it's uncomfortable. May we be your agents of grace in our communities, showing that all people are precious to you. Amen.